Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
The Packers' steamy, hard-fought 27-24 victory at Jacksonville provided the usual mixed bag of good and bad moments on the opening weekend of the season.
The good, as in this incredible 29-yard touchdown pass from Aaron Rodgers to Devontae Adams late in the first half. The return of Jordy Nelson, who made a diving stab on this touchdown in the back of the end zone, also in the first half. On the first Packers drive of the game, on 4th and 1, Eddie Lacy blasted through behind new starting guard Lane Taylor for a 9-yard conversion. Late in the third quarter, Eddie exploded on a 28-yard burst. There were some not-so-good moments as well. 4 of the 9 full Green Bay offensive possessions were 3 and outs. Their 2 drives of double-digit plays in the second half both resulted in Mason Crosby field goals instead of touchdowns. Defensively, the Packers were resolute against the run, holding Jacksonville to 48 yards rushing on 26 attempts. But as was the case last year, tight ends hurt the defense in the opener. Julius Thomas caught 5 passes, including this one for 22 yards at a touchdown. Mercedes Lewis broke a 37-yard pass play as well. But when it was all said and done, protecting a tenuous 4-point lead with 23 seconds to go, the Packers' defense held on 4th and 1 at the Green Bay 14 on a wide receiver screen to Allen Hurns to seal the deal.
Opening the season in the heat and humidity of Jacksonville, Florida in early September is no picnic. Christening the new stadium of your biggest division rival is another daunting task. But that's this week's challenge as the Packers travel to Minneapolis to take on the Vikings. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.